Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad that Aaron Shapiro's here, too. He's a new friend, but maybe he'll become an old friend. A lot of people do when they join us on the show. And he's the CEO of Huge, which is an agency that helps big companies and maybe small companies understand how to be successful in the second decade of the 21st century. Things here are different, folks. And he points that out in his book, Users, Not Customers. It's a very interesting way of thinking about the universe of people out there who are influencing you and your business. Aaron Shapiro, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here, Aaron. Welcome aboard, and congratulations on your book. You've got a lot of important things to say here, and I want to talk
Thanks.
About that.
I'm really excited about it.
Well, it's launching literally today, isn't it?
Yes, today is the launch day. I woke up and I went to Amazon. It's actually for sale.
All right. And has your mother gone there? You know, I know she's going to want to see this too. Hey, Aaron.
So the first thing my mom is doing is going to the local Barnes & Noble and picking up a copy. So she's going to be there when the store opens up.
Exactly. And look around and wonder. And she's going to wonder, why isn't everybody doing this, right?
That's right.
She won't understand.
She's going to move all the books to the window.
Exactly.
Make sure the whole window is just
that's
a bus, right?
That's what mothers do. Hey, Aaron, I'm old school. I came aboard the marketplace in the old days when we talked about suspects and prospects and customers. Mm-hmm. Suspects were people that we didn't know yet that we were looking for. Prospects were suspects prospects that decided to buy from us, and that was the track that we ran on, and we had to go find the suspects and qualify them and turn them into customers. That's old school. The suspects really didn't benefit us at all until we did something with them physically, literally did something with them, but that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. So we're entering really a whole new world now. And there's a pretty amazing statistic that I came across, which is the motivation for me buying the book, which is that, believe it or not, starting in 2012, in a few months, half of all sales that are going to happen in our economy are because of digital, which means that people are either
Slow down, Aaron. I want you to say that again. I want people to make... Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Aaron. Say it again.
So starting next year, half of all sales in our economy are going to be because of the Internet.
Of the Internet,
and
folks.
That means,
go ahead.
Which is pretty amazing, and that means two things. It means people are either going to buy it online through a store like Amazon, or they're going to research the product online first, decide what to buy, then go to a store to actually buy it.
Mm-hmm. And they might use their laptop, their desktop, their iPad, mm-hmm. their smartphone. Who knows?
Right. I mean,
there are lots of different ways they can get to you, aren't there?
That's right, absolutely. And it's a pretty amazing shift if you think about it, because this technology that barely existed 20 years ago is now going to influence, you know, half the majority of all behavior in buying in this entire country.
Right.
It's a pretty amazing shift.
Now, but even though that's the case, how does that turn, why does that make users more valuable or more important to us than customers?
So what we mean by users are the people who will interact with your company online. And that can be a lot of different things. It could be people who go to your website. It could be people who follow you on Twitter. Maybe they're talking about you in a discussion board. It's really the whole digital ecosystem and everyone who interacts with your company directly or indirectly. But companies that focus on those people are the ones that are going to win, because those are the people who are going to talk about it with other folks, to spread word about your company and products. And eventually they're going to go to your website, or they're going to go into the real world and actually buy from you.
Mm-hmm.
So those are those segment of users, all those people out there on the Internet, are the people that companies have to focus on to be successful.
All right.
That's a lot different than thinking about customers as just those who go in your store or who pick up the phone and call you.
Well, and back to my suspect example, in those days, as I said, we had to literally find the suspect and try to qualify them, move them along. What you're saying is our users are qualifying themselves. They really are suspects, because when they first find out about us, they're just suspects. They could never buy from us, or they may buy from us, so they're like a suspect.
Absolutely.
But what you're saying is because of the internet, because of the information that's out there and the access that they have to all things about us, they qualify themselves, don't they? Before we even know they exist, sometimes.
That's absolutely correct. They qualify themselves, and they're also going to spread influence. So their opinions are going to be known by all of their friends, as well as, but not just friends, strangers who might think
right.
of those people as experts. So there's this whole world out there where everyone is talking and deciding what to buy, and your company has to be part of that conversation in order to be successful mm-hmm. in today's economy.
And so, well, and I call this the moment of relevance, mm-hmm. Aaron, because what I mean by that is when the moment of relevance is when a customer decides to buy from something that you sell before you know, when you may not know that they're interested, or someone you don't know, like a user, is looking for something that you sell before you even know they exist. And that's what you're talking about when you say you've got to be relevant to these people.
Yes, absolutely.
So how do we do that?
Absolutely. So the first thing starts with this mindset we talked about, which is really to focus on users and to think about those people as your primary audience. And that is a very big shift, because most companies don't even think about all those anonymous people that hit your website and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But once you do that, you then have to think about, what do those people really want and what are they trying to accomplish? And that's really the key for companies to successfully connect online and to drive sales. So, for example, to take a base example, if you look at people who want to buy my book, it's a small example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very few people are going to run around saying, I want to buy Aaron's book. Right, but a lot of people are thinking about, well, I'm a small business and I want to help improve my sales, and how do I get more savvy about it? So, if you're part of that conversation, helping people solve that problem online, then people will find out, in my case, about the book and potentially buy it. So it's really about how do you become relevant in helping people solve problems online,
mm-hmm.
and we're seeing this all over the place for large companies and small. For example, one of the case studies I talk about in the book is a dieting product called Nutrisystem that many
right.
of your reader listeners may have heard about. What they do online is that they've created a really big community where people can talk about weight loss advice
right.
and really have a support system, nothing to do with their product. But once Nutrisystem is part of that conversation, people are going to naturally buy that product.
There you go. Aaron, hold on to that thought. Tell us how they can I'll tell you what, we'll do that and come back. When we come back, I'm going to ask Aaron to explain to us what users have to do with communities, why users and communities are important. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.